Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Last week I was mentioning about the eyes being the window to our soul. And I told you guys that I have some cataract and that I went in for surgery. So I want to give you an update and continue on this. And I titled this show, Cataract and What You Miss, because I had no clue. So I did have my surgery on my left eye. And today is day 8 post-surgery, so it is pretty darn awesome. It was a great success, and what amazed me the most was actually the unexpected. Post-op appointment was the day after surgery, so that was Thursday morning, last Thursday, and I went in. The nurse took off the shield, and then she goes, "Would you please read the eye chart, the last line?" And I go, "Yeah, right. Okay, I've never been able to read that. What do you want me?" I didn't say anything, but that was the first thought that went through my head. And I go, "Stop. Stop right now thinking like that." And then I said, "I need to challenge myself and think a little bit differently. I just had surgery. Who knows?" And then I chose that I'm going to be very positive. And I opened my eye, I focused, and my mouth dropped wide open. And I go, "Oh, no, I can't see it. I can see it." And I was able to read the last line. How amazing was that? It made me feel so young, just like a spring chick, being able to actually see. And now when I look into the distance and I can't see clearly, I have to close my right eye, which is going to be taken care of next Wednesday, because that's the bad eye at this point, and just focus with my left eye. And I can see so sharply and so crisp and so wonderfully. And I go, "Oh my." For 3 to 5 years, I couldn't read the bottom line. It was barely dots. Today, I can read it. I have pretty much perfect vision in my left eye. Of course, I cannot wear my driving glasses because it would kind of, cloud the perfect vision. So now when I drive, I just go very short distance till after next week so I can go slowly and safely and steadily and just really focus with my left, which is so totally clear and amazing. So I just want to say it is worth sometimes to take a leap of faith. I was really not too crazy about it, but then decided I'm going to go for it. And now I go, why in the world did I not do that much sooner? Because now I see the benefits. And I'm so looking forward to next week to get the other eye done. So my balancing and juggling act is going to stop because then I have both eyes being perfect for distant vision. And I won't need any glasses for that except the sunglasses to protect my eyes since I just had surgery, which is awesome. No problem with that. I love wearing sunglasses with blue eyes because those eyes are pretty sensitive to light anyways. And so everything is really, really happy. What am I saying here? For me, it was actually a leap of faith and courage to get it done. Yet, I could not be happier than I am. When the right eye turns out as great as the left did, I will only need glasses to read and not both, distance and close up anymore, just the reading glasses. So that eye surgery has actually opened my eyes my mind in so many ways, not just with a clear, crisp revision, but also with attitude, can say, come May. And both eyes have adjusted to clear vision for distance, I will be safe on the road, which is giving me mental, physical, and financial health, because I no longer need to worry that I cannot see the cars on my left side. I can see them, and so I will be more prepared to be a safe driver. No unexpected injuries, because again, I'm safe and I can see, and no unexpected costs for car repairs, because again, I can avoid all of that because I have perfect vision. And I go, wow, this is so amazing. I am so grateful and so thankful and so happy now. I just want to encourage everyone to take that little leap of faith when you have a really good doctor. And, you know, check the doctor out. I mean, don't just go to any doctor. We know there are doctors who are not qualified and there are not experienced enough. They might be qualified, but they don't have the experience. I know I've heard of one doctor who just did the surgery on a friend of mine. And he did about 10,000 some surgeries, all with laser to pull out the cataract and put in the other thing. My doctor did over 26,000 without the laser. He just went in under the thing and pulled out the bad lens and put in the new one. And my vision's perfect. My eye was never even red. And it is just so worth it to have clear vision. And that does not just go to the physical, to the vision with your eyes. It goes to the vision of your life, to the vision of your goals, to the vision of who you are or who you want to be. How much better you're gonna live your life, how you're gonna help others to have a better life. It's not all always financial. A lot of it has to do just with daily experience, with things you can do, and to actually hone in on the benefits that you have just experienced or reaped, like I have. I mean, I honestly had no clue how much this little surgery will improve my life. And I have never been a person who enjoyed surgery because I had too many patients I took care of post-surgery and they were always in pain and not feeling good and all this and all that. And I can honestly say absolutely no pain, but absolutely so much gain, so many benefits. I am so thrilled that I did not hesitate, that everything went quickly. And that I actually get to start living my life with a totally different vision. And my goals have changed a little bit because now, pretty soon, as soon as both eyes are adjusted after the second surgery and I'll be able to drive better again, I will be able to go see more people and help more people and reach out and do more things and read more, because right now it's just a little bit difficult with, as I said, one really good eye and one not so good eye. I can definitely wait another week for the next surgery and then 2 weeks to recover. And then life is going to be so totally awesome. And I just wish for all of you who have eye issues, haven't checked. It's worth it. I was blessed that we have extremely good insurance through my husband's work and what they take out of his paycheck, that I didn't have to pay a penny. But even if it would have cost me money to get it done, I would have gotten it done just because of the mental freedom, emotional freedom that I've gained right now, knowing that I can see and knowing that I can prevent injury, accidents, financial hardship on the road because I can see and not cannot see. So let's take the negative out of the equation and make everything positive, which gets us much further, makes us happier and healthier, and that's actually what is the most important in our lives. I have put a link there in my transcript. However, I'm sorry I was not able to hyperlink it. It had some incredible information. And if you don't look at the transcript because you're just listening to it, it is https://health.clevelandclinic.org/cataract-surgery-benefits-beyond-improved-vision. And maybe you need that last forward slash or not. But it's worth to check it out because they give you the benefits similar to what I said. So I could actually have written that article just because of my experience. And I am totally thrilled to share this with you, to give you hope, to give you courage, and to give you just that little oomph to get it done when necessary. Yeah, there was a young lady in the waiting room when I went in for my second pre-op, and she was a little apprehensive. And I started talking to her, and she goes, well, for 3 years, every time she went to her eye doctor, he or she said, I cannot help you. Glasses won't help you anymore. You have a fast-growing cataract. You need to go in for surgery. And she's been postponing it for 3 years. So I think it was just meant to be that we sat next to each other in the waiting room. And I told her that she is making the best decision of her life because lo and behold, she has the same surgeon as I have. And I trust him 100%. I did before because he helped my father-in-law. And now he helped me with one eye. So I know the second one's going to be great too. And I could tell her with excitement, with enthusiasm, with joy, with clarity on how it has been changing my life within a week already. And now she is totally excited to go in and to get a better vision. So, yes, be at the right place at the right time and share your experience, especially when it's a positive one. Encourage people and help make life better for everyone, which is actually my goal as a health coach. And so this is just an addendum to mine. So if you have any questions, suggestions, or would like to be on my show with a subject that has to do with improving your mental, physical, and financial health, please go to denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com and click on the link and give me your info so we can start talking. Or you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. Text or voicemail, leave me a clear message and your phone number and hopefully your email so I can get back in touch with you. And I'll be happy to feature you if we have anything in common. There are so many more subjects out there that I have yet to touch on. So I'm sure if you have anything to share that you feel made your life better, I'll be happy to feature you. So, having said all that, I wish you a very happy, healthy, and empowered week. And say, until next week, the day after my second surgery. Enjoy it and take care and love yourself again, do everything you can to be healthy. And that's it for right now.